Joshua chapter 17. And there was the lot for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was Joseph's firstborn, the lot for Machir, Manasseh's firstborn, the father of Gilead, for he was a man of war, and he had Gilead and Bashan. And the sons of Manasseh who remained had a lot according to their families. For the sons of Abiezer, and for the sons of Halek, and for the sons of Asriel, and for the sons of Shechem, and for the sons of Hefer, and for the sons of Shemidah. These were the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the males, according to their families. But Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, did not have any sons, but only daughters. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahla and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they came into the presence of Eleazar the priest, and of Joshua the son of Nun, and of the leaders, and they said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brothers." And he gave them an inheritance according to the pronouncement of the Lord, among their fathers' brothers. And the portions of Manasseh fell, 10 of them in number, apart from the land of Gilead and Bashan, which are across the Jordan. For the daughters of Manasseh received an inheritance among his sons, and the land of Gilead was for the remaining sons of Manasseh. And the border of Manasseh was from Asher to Michmethath, which is in front of Shechem, and the border went to the right, to the inhabitants of Ein Tappuah. Manasseh had the land of Tappuah, but Tappuah itself, up to Manasseh's border, was for the sons of Ephraim. And the border went down to the Cana brook southwards, towards the brook. These cities were for Ephraim in the midst of the cities of Manasseh, and Manasseh's border was to the north of the brook, and its limits were at the sea. To the south it was Ephraim's, and to the north it was Manasseh's. And the sea was its border, and they met with the territory of Asher in the north, and with that of Issachar in the east. And Manasseh had in Issachar's territory, and in Asher's territory, Beth She'an and its satellites, and Ibleam and its satellites, and the inhabitants of Dor and its satellites, and the inhabitants of Ein Dor and its satellites, and the inhabitants of Ta'anak and its satellites, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its satellites, the three highlands. But the sons of Manasseh could not dispossess these cities, and the Canaanites resolved to dwell in this land. And it came about that when the sons of Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites under tribute, but they did not dispossess them at all. Then the sons of Joseph spoke with Joshua and said, "Why have you given me as an inheritance one lot and one portion, whilst I am a numerous people, inasmuch as, so far, the Lord has blessed me?" And Joshua said to them, "If you are a numerous people, get moving up into the woodland and reclaim land for yourself there, in the land of the Perizzite and the Rephaim, for Mount Ephraim is too confined for you." Then the sons of Joseph said, "The mountain is not sufficient for us, but all the Canaanites who live in the valley area have iron chariots, both they of Beth She'an and its satellites, and they of the valley of Jezreel." Then Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and to Manasseh, and he said, "You are a numerous people, and you have great strength. You will not have just one lot, for you will have a mountain, for it is woodland, and you will reclaim it, and its limits will belong to you, for you will dispossess the Canaanite, although they have iron chariots, and although they are strong.